deciding if they want to join 31 other states and expand Medicaid under Obamacare, the first time since the law took effect that the expansion question has been put before the voters. The ballot measure comes after Maine's Republican governor vetoed five attempts to expand the program. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott.
Good morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 7th of November, 2017. 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. Hey. Welcome back.
Well, you know what I'm seeing on the wall here. I'm seeing
what
a difference
a couple of weeks makes.
I let you go. You know what? I go away for one day. One day. You know, I remember years ago when I left just for like 4 days, and I came back to 800 fires.
Yeah.
Right? Then I left again and came back to 300 fires. And then I left again, and this time it was just for a day. You let the temperature get away from us.
It is, in fact, a little bit on the cool side. This will be the coolest morning we have this week. 36 degrees at Reading Municipal Airport, 37 in downtown Reading. We're going to have partly to mostly cloudy skies today, but no rain in sight. That looks like it's going to happen late tonight, with rain a definite tomorrow, as well as tomorrow night, and then showers on Thursday. So more wet weather coming through, so make sure things are tarped up. And that's our weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that has just a plethora of offerings to their customers, including discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, today, the Vietnam War, a film, and Burns and Lynn by Ken Burns and Lynn Novix. But it's a it's been running. But today at Shasta College, they're having Vietnam Shasta stories from people that were there, people that the war affected while they were in Laos. Also, it's going to be today at the Shasta College Theater. It's going to be a panel discussions, questions and answering, and clips from the film. It's hosted by the people out of Shasta College, and it starts at noontime out there. It's going to be it's free, and it's also brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, who is also helping, and KIXE.
You know, videographers refer to what's known as the Ken Burns effect, because he pioneered the technique of animating still pictures, historic pictures, most notably in his landmark film, The Civil War, where he would pan and zoom. Nobody had thought to do this before. He would put the pictures in motion by panning and zooming along with the narration, actually creating movement on the screen that would hold your attention. And so you hear in among video people the Ken Burns effect, and he pioneered that. He perfected it. Yeah.
Oh, so you could be telling it, and then it looks like it's...
Brings the story to life, rather than just showing a static picture on the screen.
Well, you know, the Vietnam War was the first war that was in your living rooms.
Yeah.
During dinner.
Yeah, because Korea was newsreels.
Yeah, because they had people out attached to a lot of the units, and you know, there was no censorship at all. They'd be coming back in showing you know, gunfights and battles and helicopter attacks and planes, napalm raids, all these things. They'd be showing it right there. It was there, in your face. Maybe that was one of the reasons that people disliked the warriors that were fighting it.
If we've lost Cronkite, we've lost the war.
Well,
famous words from LBJ.
Well, they lost Cronkite. Of all things, after the Tet Offensive, which, of course, was a huge disaster. for the North. It practically wiped out the Viet Cong, the partisans down in South Vietnam. It almost totally destroyed their cadre out of that. People don't realize it was a huge defeat militarily. What it was a huge win politically when they did this. Mm-hmm. And then you had Cronkite say, starts making his comments right then. You know, I guess maybe you can go back to maybe that one moment when the news man made a personal observation, and from then on, it kind of went that way.
Uncle Walter. Yeah, prior to that, Murrow and Severide and all those folks, you just reported the news and you tried to keep the commentary out of it. I think you're right. Uncle Walter changed that dynamic, and not necessarily for the better.
Yeah. Right. And there was I don't know if you ever remember Dick Cavett. On Hulu, they've got, all of his old shows. Oh, and in one show in here, there he's got Janis Joplin, Douglas Fairbanks Jr. He has, what's her name? The bombshell from back there in the 60s, yeah. Raquel Welch.
Then
Brinkley comes on the show. And he turns to her. I mean, and today it's sexual. It's so non-politically correct.
Yeah, yeah.
When he turns to her, he says, I've already told my wife, if I get a chance, I'm going to be with Raquel Welch. It was something in words to that effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Raquel Welch is, I think she's like 22 or 23 back then. But then he turns and he's talking about the news, and he says, it's not our opinion that needs to come across.
Oh, yeah.
It's the news that needs to come across. People don't watch us for our opinions. They watch us for the news that we find, that our people go out and collect, that we write, that we then tell you what happened. And it's not our opinion what happened. It's what happened. And when he said that, I thought, oh, my gosh, what's happened since then?
Anderson Cooper isn't fit to wash that man's feet. That's a whole different.
But Anderson Cooper, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, me. I'm not in that,
Who's
that
the leg tangler of Matt, what's his
name? Where his leg tangled and all that. Yeah. Well, all those, Rachel Maddow, none of those are news people, okay? I'm not a news person. What I am is I give my opinions of what I see in the news, like I'll be talking about the Texas shooting and more stuff today.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have Dr. DeNuca on talking again about cancer and things that are going on in the world of fighting and combating lung cancer. But here's the thing is, I'm never saying I'm a news person. It's the ones that get in there on ABC, CBS, NBC.
Even Fox.
And Fox that are supposed to be newscast. That now it becomes more of why did this happen?
It's op-ed
thing. It's kind of an opinion of what happened in the news, like when they start talking about the what happened in Texas, and we'll talk about that after the break. They're practically ignoring the fact that a good man with a gun put this to an end.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that everywhere.
Nope.
You just see about this horrible, horrible tragedy. This crazy man.
Think the Air Force might be on the hook for letting this fall through the cracks?
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. So we're going to take a quick break. Hey, one of the things that we enjoy, of course, one of the things I really enjoy.
You came back from your journey and you found your bed.
You know, with this, I tell you what, with this time change, I am all of a sudden, I am toast. At 9. At 9 o'clock, I'm toast. And I kind of go in there, and I'm in there. And Linda's toasted before me at this time with the way that's changed. But one great thing is with our sleep number bed, you can't beat what's going on with the sleep number. You know what, the way it feels, the way you can adjust it with the using the dual air technology. My sleep number setting is, of course, is 60, and Linda's has moved up to 60 also. Her sleep number setting is 60. It's the newest beds with this smart bed that they have here. They actually sense your every move and automatically adjust. So right now, you could head on down to Target Shopping Center, save $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It's now on clearance. Head on down to Target Shopping Center, see it. And right now, there's exclusive savings just for military and veterans. That's right. Exclusive savings just for the military and veterans. And right now, it's also that semi-annual sale. So you know what? You can get yourself a great, great Sleep Number mattress at a great price. All right, we'll be right back. It's quarter after 7 right here on November the 7th.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, right here in the middle of River City at 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's 36 degrees. Whoa.
You know, ever since I started watching Stranger Things, I've got a total 80s thing going on.
I know. Stranger Things. And we're talking about a TV show that's on Netflix or whatever those things are. Amazon. I'm not sure where it's at.
It's Netflix.
It's Netflix. Anyway, but, yeah, oh, no, Linda binged right through it. And Of course, I guess I have to say that I was with her. Yeah. I was reading during a lot of it, but still. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. You want to binge on something? Binge on Cornerstone Bank. Head on down to the newest opening place, their newest branch down on California Street, 1845 California Street, just past Jack's. Great service. Get your neighbors there. Go on in there. See how Cornerstone Bank is helping to move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Bank, 1845 California Street, and, of course, on the East Cypress Avenue, the main branch. Okay. The Texas shooting. I tell you what, you know, we're heading down yesterday. And, frankly, I hadn't listened to any news or anything, but we're heading down, you know, yesterday morning, got up and started hearing this thing going on. 26 killed. I don't know, 20 wounded.
Yeah,
26 killed, and you start hearing this guy who got a bad conduct discharge from the Air Force for beating up his wife and fracturing the skull of the 7-month-old kid. He spends a year in jail there, gets kicked out of the Air Force, from Holloman Air Force Base. They did not pass this on. They did not pass this on to this guy. This is a felony conviction, too, yeah. You know, and this is a felony. And you know, people don't realize a bad conduct discharge or a dishonorable discharge are all felonies to get out of the, you know, if they kick you out of the service like that. And so that goes, should have gone right into the database. Somehow did not go into the database. So, anyway, he starts buying guns. This thing is a target. This church was a target because his mother-in-law, his ex-mother-in-law, who he had a battle with, went to the church, and along with his ex-father-in-law, went to that church. And so that's how he picked it. Stops at a gas station, at a gas station across the road. He's got body armor on. He's dressed in black. That right there kind of makes, you know, if I saw somebody like that, I would kind of be looking at him right away. And then he drives across the street, puts on a mask with the skull, you know, puts a mask over his head with the skull.
Yeah. Like you see in
Halloween or something like that. Yeah. He puts that on, gets his rifle, shoots two people outside. People outside are yelling, "Watch out, he's coming in. And he walks into the church and he starts shooting. Kills the pastor's 14-year-old daughter. He kills people. Listening to the people that were inside the church, he walked around after shooting, and he would go back and finish if there was noise. Shot people, shot babies, shot everybody. Meanwhile, the a man across the street by the name of Stephen Williford, 55, a plumber, his daughter runs in there and says, "Daddy, somebody is shooting up the church, our friends." Well, not his church, but people at the church. He runs over. He loads up a magazine. He picks up his AR and heads outside barefoot. Runs across the street. The guy comes out, and he engages him. You know, and the guy's still shooting. He engages him. He shoots him, hits him at least once. As it turns out, he hit him twice. The guy dropped his gun, got into his car, fired back at him. He fired back at this little terrorist. Anyway, so then Williford runs to a guy by the name of Johnny Lauterbach, who is there over in the city, just over there in a small town, visiting his girlfriend. He stops at a stop sign. He sees what's going on. He goes, you know, "Oh, my God." Just then he sees the gunfight going on. The assailant had takes off. Here comes Williford running over, barefoot, says, "He just shot up the church. We got to chase him." Hops in the truck. He takes off. They're chasing him like 90 miles an hour down the road. Lauterbach's calling the police. He said all the guy said to him was, "He shot up the church. We can't let him get away." Off they go. And the guy then takes out a sign and a fence, and then he crashes. Williford jumps out, heads for the car. And the guy was dead at that point, it looks like. The cops showed up like 5 minutes later. Lauterbach was calling and saying, you know, because cops were all going in one direction while the shooter was going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Calls his dad, says, "Dad, I've been shot. I think I'm dying." The guy, you know, the assailant.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
Now, the mass media is really glossing over this part, that it was a citizen.
A citizen
fired the
55,
the
and he says, "I'm not a hero. I was terrified." But you know what? Do you know what a hero is? A hero is somebody, when you're in a combat situation, you're scared. Everybody's scared. But that you move forward through this. There's your bravery. He showed an immense amount of bravery. He got into a firefight. Who knows? He's never probably been in a firefight before in his life. He goes over there. He risks his life to save people. So, you know what? And he's probably thinking, and he's probably thinking today, "Why? I wish I could have gotten there sooner."
Yeah.
But as it is, he ended it. And this is where the media glosses over that it was a good guy with a gun. They did a study. They polled the police one. It's a group that a lot of police for. It's got 450,000 members in it, and they polled the police and they said, "What would stop? What would help prevent or stop these mass killings, a mass shooting like this?" And over 80% of the answers that came back said civilians with concealed carries.
Oh, that just sends the libs into a tailspin.
But here's what I'm telling people. Last weekend, we trained 22 people. The weekend before that, we trained 50 people right here in Shasta County. Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction, Bastiani Arms, all these other places have trained a lot of people. And just in the county of Shasta, there's over 8,000 concealed carry permits in this county. And, I would say this to my friends. If you're proficient with your gun, and if you're going to be carrying concealed, you should be. You should be practicing. You should be, practicing in front of the mirror. You should be practicing, on the range. I have been remiss at times by not carrying. But I can tell you from now on, I will be.
Yeah.
I would go to church, and I would leave my gun outside. I don't know if I'll do that anymore. When you become a place where it's a target, he chose that church specifically he chose that church. Well, it's a soft target. He didn't go after them like at their house. He waited till they were in church because, it's a lot of people there because he wanted to kill a lot of people. The church, here's Texas, which has a very liberal gun.
Yeah,
gun atmosphere there, and yet nobody was in there that either had a gun or was capable of shooting back. Some people, you could kill people. Well, the guy's coming in there, and they're shooting people, and if you've got a way to engage them, it's been proven that once these shooters are engaged, they have a tendency to back off immediately. And in many cases, they'll shoot themselves.
Yeah.
But they'll back off when engaged.
Yeah.
The other thing said is that, it's a mental health thing. Well, this one shooter down at a university down there, he had gone through extensive psychological testing. He had fooled the doctor, and then he went out and he stabbed three people to death, and he went out and shot many others. He had had psychological testing. He stole the guns.
Yeah.
So, this whole thing is there's nothing. This guy went in and legally bought the guns because his name wasn't in the system. So the question is, if his name wasn't in the system because the Air Force blew it, is the Air Force open to liability claims?
Yeah, could happen.
If this man had name had been in there. But then the question is, would that have kept him from getting a gun? Well, it would have made it a lot harder. Over a period of 4 years, he bought four guns. So,
yeah.
But the bottom line on this whole thing is that
enforce the existing
that
laws.
It's people are going to call for this. One guy. When you get, frankly, I'm tired.
We need to have a conversation.
Well, I'm tired of this. 59 people killed in Las Vegas,
yeah.
Hundreds wounded, 26 people killed here, 15 over there, 10 here, 4 there. I'm tired of this. People have to stand up and take, and if it means arming yourself and fighting back, then by God, do it. Arm yourself. Go through classes. Be ready. Be ready to protect your family. How do you think those people felt knowing that this guy was in here killing your family and there's nothing you could do about it? You could just jump up and jump at him and he so he could shoot you. You had nothing.
Trish brought up yesterday, and I have to agree, the wheels are coming off the wagon. The moral compass is spinning like a top.
I want to talk about that also when we get back. You know, you would think after that first shooting back in Columbine that there would have been rules and things made. The question is right here in Shasta County, what kind of protective assets are there in our classes, in our campuses, to keep our kids safe from a crazy person like this? The California's already made it so you can't arm anybody on campus. They just passed that one. You can't arm anybody on campus. Oh, no, it's too dangerous. And yet, a person walking onto campus with a gun is given carte blanche.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend of mine who adamantly said, well, we need to seize all the guns. How are you exactly going to accomplish that? Is that a world you want to live in?
Because once they confiscate guns, what other things can be confiscated to them? Your right to get together? 7:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bond. It's 36 degrees out there. Woo! It's going to go up to 63 today. It'll be just like balmy then by the time it goes up 30 degrees by the time this afternoon goes. We'll be right back.
8:30 in the morning. Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Twin River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 23rd. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11 and children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Twin River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river. Join us at Twin River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Butt. Nice music. People are talking about it. I haven't heard that song for a while.
Well, I was spinning this thing on vinyl in the Quonset Hut back in the 80s. Oh, man.
You know what? There's nothing that can replace quality, right?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when we're talking about quality with Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah.
Voted best in the North State. Better known businesses is who comes to our house.
I think about that when my heat pump comes
on. You know what? Our heater's working.
My little Nest thermostat.
But you know what we're doing? We're having them come over and do our six-month checkup. Make sure everything is clean in there. Make sure everything's working right, because that's what Alliance does. They make sure everything works perfectly. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their, or do both, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. People are coming in and saying things. Over 400 shots fired. 400 shots fired in there.
Yeah.
He would have had to reload multiple times and no one took him down. A group of people didn't do what was necessary to stop the carnage. Here's the thing about that. Is he's in there. He came in shooting. People are in a panic at this point.
Yeah,
they're in a panic. They're running. They're trying to protect the people. As the woman says, we hid underneath the benches. I've already been shot once. And they hid under the benches. Yes. You know, one of the things that you realize, think back to the Virginia Tech shootings. That guy walks into these classrooms. He puts people down on their knees or lays them on the floor, and then he just walks by just shooting each one. And nobody got up and ran. And when he reloaded, nobody did anything. You know, have we, you know, in the
paralysis,
thing.
Paralysis.
It was just a paralysis that happened there that, you know, you're trained to kind of like, you know, as the one sergeant said, you know, sir, you know, since elementary school we're trained not, oh, no, just do what you're told and don't fight, you know, don't do these things. Well, now they're teaching people to run, hide, and fight. They're teaching kids in school this. It's the same thing is, you know, but then again, these are people who have never been in that situation. He's already killed people. He's shooting. He's walking around. You know, it's like it's some kind of mythical thing where I'm sure this is where he was into this thing. I'm in control. I'm a god.
Yeah.
I'm choosing who lives and who dies. You know, maybe it wasn't that clear cut to him, but he's walking around and he's reloading. And they said, well, gosh, he had those large capacity magazines, 10 round magazines. Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Put a lot in your pocket.
Drop it. Put the next one in. You know, I had no idea he shot that many times. How horrible was that?
Yeah.
But then we go back into the moral structure of our world right now. You have people that, you know, we've been at war. We have been at war in this country since 2001. We were in war in Vietnam, 50,000 people killed. Then after that, we got into the Gulf War in 1991. And then, in, of course, 2001, 10 years later, we had the 9/11. And we've been at war ever since. Everybody that, you know, young people, we've had over, you know, so many people that have gone to war. And this country has just been on a war footing.
So we have a generation, except this is all they've ever known.
This is all, you know, they know there's been a war. But it's the type of war that's not in your, it's not in your living room. Vietnam is in your living room. Afghanistan and Iraq are not in your living room. There's not a lot of casualties. It's hard to see what you're doing, if it makes any good, you know, if it makes any difference at night. But the war is still going on. We still are putting people in harm's way. But then we get into the moral compass part where you can't talk about God, you can't pray in schools. You've got, you know, the country is at loggerheads with each other over anything from gay rights to heterosexual rights, from Black Lives Matter to white privilege. You know, you see people in there going, you see a guy that's run for Congress, Greg Cheadle, is asking hard questions and seeing how he feels about this NFL thing and how it's racism to oppose a lot, you know, to oppose things. And other people are fighting back saying, what do you mean racism? Because I think it's wrong for them to do that. And then he tells General Kelly, who is, you know, lost a son in there, has been served his country for years, who has his own opinions about, you know, the fact is that this war was fought. Yes, it was fought, but there were honorable men on both sides. But, of course, you can't say that Robert E. Lee or anybody that fought for the South was an honorable man because they were fighting for slavery, which means they're racist. And if you believe that, you are a racist. So, see, now we're just like...
The focal shift.
Yeah. And then we talk about in school campuses where the idea of free speech on campus is no longer accepted. The idea of free speech on campus is no longer an accepted tenet of higher education. Free speech that says that racism's okay, that this is okay and all that is not, you know, that's hate speech, and that is should never be allowed. Well, it's hate speech according to that group of people, and sometimes it's a very small group of people.
Who guards the guardians?
Well, you know, see, and that's it. You know, the fact is that
who watches the watchmen?
And we go back, Civil War, you know, slavery played a big part in the Civil War. You know, you just got to say that. You know, I mean, that's true. I mean, the ones that were making decisions were mainly the slaveholders. Were there slaveholders up in the North? Yes. Were a lot of the slaveholders other blacks? Yes. Okay? Really, that doesn't make, because if you're a black slaveholder, does that make it better or worse than a white slaveholder? I don't think it makes a difference. You know, I think it's just slave. But the people who fought these wars were, for the 99% of the people that fought these wars, were not slaveholders. They fought for a reason, for an ideal of their South, the rights. They didn't want the federal government coming in and telling them what to do. And it wasn't just slavery. It could be anything.
Precisely. It was much deeper.
It was deeper.
Financial.
Now, but was slavery one of the main reasons? Yes. I mean, just, you know, people say, oh, no, it wasn't slavery, it's states' rights. No, slavery played a big part. It just did. Because the ones making the decisions were rich guys.
Yeah.
Guess what? They all had slaves. Yeah. It was based, the South had an agrarian economy based on cotton and crops. They were a very manpower-intensive crop. So what do they have? They had slaves. That didn't mean they didn't have sharecroppers and they didn't have other people working for them, or that, these slaves were treated well. They're still slaves. Sorry. Don't tell me that. You know, I don't want to get into that either. Because he freed his slaves. Well, you know, good. Good. You know, applaud him for that. You know, that the fact that he had slaves to begin with was a real, you know, question. But then again, we go back to what time it was. You know, that long ago, talking about, well, you know, in this time and these, you know, blah, 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 blah. I understand that. But going back to this is the moral compass where we're angry. Everybody's angry at other people. And you would think that something like this, like a tragedy like Las Vegas or Texas, you know, people would come together and just say, oh, my God, you know, what can we do to help these people? No, talking heads right out there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm one of them. They did talk. The DA from that county did say, don't send food. Don't send food. They are going to need financial help.
Yeah.
So you look up that county and that bank down there, and also I think Wells Fargo is setting up an account for those people, because you've got like whole families that have been shot, or you've got members of the family that have been shot that are going to have, you know, horrendous medical bills, and you've got people that are killed, they're going to have to bury them. Or how about this? How about the breadwinner of the family gone?
Yeah.
And the mother wounded. So, you know, who's taking care of the kids? That's just going to cost money. So if you want to help, and I urge people to do this, I don't know why this one touches me, say, more than the Las Vegas shooting. Maybe it's because I can see people in church and little girls in their dresses and that kind of thing where this monster walked in.
Yeah. So you have 26 deaths in a town of 400. Scale that up.
Yeah.
And you get an idea of the impact. You know, let's say that 5,000 people were killed in some incident in Reading. That's
10% of the 10% of the town would have been 40. So you figure it was 26 killed. 5% of that town, 8% of that town was killed and more wounded, and 20 more wounded. So you had over 10% casualties in that town.
It was like 10,000 people here being wiped out in a train incident or something, the chemical spill or a massive fire.
Or something like that. Yeah. Just think of that. What do people need after that? They don't need food. They've got plenty of food and all that stuff. They just need financial help. All right. It's just, you know what, maybe that's exactly what it is. I can picture that Sunday church in a sleepy little town, where they'd be in there to pray to God, and to listen to the minister, who, by the way, talked about what happened in Las Vegas. They have video of what happened inside the church. I hope they never release that. Yeah. They have the thing... I guess it's because I've gone to churches that small or in towns that small. Stantonsburg, North Carolina, small town. It was an agricultural town just like this, raised tobacco. People worked in the tobacco fields, and they had cotton down there. No, it wasn't at that time where I had to fight in the Civil War. No matter what you think. The town church, it was like in this small town, there's like four churches.
Yeah.
And they were on different corners. The street, so there's a lot of sin in that town, or a lot of religion. But you go into those churches, and it's the same kind of thing. Maybe that's that part. I remember back when I was just a kid, going to those churches like that. But things like this never happened. No. Things like this never happened back then.
So where has it gone wrong?
Here's one of the ways that you can help with prevent that in your family: at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has any type of long gun or pistol that you're probably looking for, all the shooting accessories, and they have classes from Seth Stokes on concealed carry. You know, I'm not trying to sell guns over this, but what I'm saying is that you've got to be able to protect yourself. The police say it. The sheriff says it. They're not going to be there. If an incident happens, you know, if you're trained and able to protect yourself and your family and others, why don't you do that? Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Veterans get discounts down there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, readingkia.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio. 36 degrees, going up to 63 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You do crack master yesterday.
You know what? I did not.
Oh my God!
Yes,
Crackmaster windshield repair. I know. Crackmaster windshield repairs. Nobody does it better than Jeff Wurst. Better known business. If you've got a little bitty chip in your windshield that could grow until I tell you what, during the winter it'll grow. It'll get. You have days like this where it's just a little bit colder and there's a little moisture on your windshield. It gets in the crack. It freezes. It expands. Crack goes the windshield. He can fix those
then
little
you
chips.
Need the crackmaster.
I need crackmaster then. You can fix those chips, but then he can also fix cracks 2.5 feet in length. Oh, yeah. He fixed one, gosh, it's 10 years ago now, on my F-150. Can't even see it. 12 inches long there. Give him a call at 241-8373 or check out his shop at 3208 South Market. Did you just say something?
That was an autoplay on your laptop there.
It was?
Yeah.
What did it say?
I don't know. It was something.
That's, I don't have anything on my.
Well, there are ways to turn. So, you pull up a web page, and instead of banners now, you've got auto-playing video ads to try to grab your attention.
Yeah, what's going on there? How can you stop that?
There are settings that you have to go into to switch off autoplay videos. It's a setting in your web browser. Depending on your browser, it'll be hidden in different spots. But if you type in stop autoplay on and then insert name of your browser, you'll get instructions if you do a search for that.
That's cool. That's cool. Hey, some other things are going on here. You know what? Over in the Middle East, things are really heating up over there, too. In Yemen, Iranian-backed rebels fired a ballistic missile at Saudi Arabia. Did you see that?
Yeah, the Saudis are not amused.
Oh, yeah, they shot it down. The thing had gone 500 miles. And now they're considering that an act of war. That it's an Iranians. The Iranians have instigated war with Saudi Arabia.
That could go sideways.
Oh, that's quick. Not only that, but they've got a corruption probe that has just gone through Saudi Arabia, and it has ousted senior Saudi royals. They have replaced the National Guard. Now, National Guard there is not like the National Guard here. National Guard there is like the regular army. You know, it's the best of it's the best they have. It's not the, like, you know, for our, not that our National Guard's not great guys, but it's not the front line. It's like our United States Army, United States Marines, all that. It's their front line of defense. That's what their National Guard is. Well, they just took out the commander of that one, and they have replaced other people. And one of the billionaire princes, who is the guy that reaches out to the West, is under house arrest along with 12 other princes.
Yeah, they got
in this 5-star hotel.
They got them by the litter over there, princes. Yeah. You know.
Anyway, but he's worth like $18 billion.
Yeah.
So they've got all these guys locked up, and they're not sure what's going to happen. And they're saying it's corruption, it's money laundering, and all this, or they're just kind of maybe making sure that nobody's making a run at the king. So it's going to be interesting what's going on there, because now they got war with the Iranians, or so they say. I kind of think the war is going to be. Ooh, I spit on your camel, or something like that. in Yemen, the rebels are shooting missiles.
This all boils down.
I don't know what's going to happen on this. I don't know, except that you've got the Saudis now, and I think the United States is trying to broker some other things. So you've got several nations that can stand up to the Iranians, that would be interesting if we do that.
Mm.
Trump's in South Korea. He has pulled back the rhetoric. He is calling on North Koreans to come to the table and talk. Let's talk about, it's in this thing that's not going, I do not want to use the military option. I do not want that. We got three carrier groups and a nuke sub off the coast right now. And he says, I don't want to use military force. I want to be able to talk to us. I think, we should be able to make a deal.
He needs to channel Teddy Roosevelt.
He said that. He just said, let's make a deal. He didn't call him Little Rocket Man. He didn't call him names or anything like that.
Speak soft, big stick.
Yeah. That's one way.
That's the Roosevelt, the Teddy Roosevelt diplomacy, not the FDR diplomacy.
There you go. I know y'all. I mentioned this yesterday, but the city of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade was just outstanding.
It often is, always is. They do a good job up there.
It was really good. And here's the thing: they had a flyover by this biplane. It flew over, and we had the guy's name and everything. We're talking about it. It flies. It was a plane they used to train pilots in World War II.
No, oh, okay.
It's one
like
of those.
A chairman or something like that.
Yeah, that's it exactly. And top speed 126 miles an hour, cruises at 96, and it came over. It probably it was probably going to get a bird strike from the rear, but it flew over and waved, and everybody's waving and all that. And then like 2 minutes later, after he clears the area, here comes this other plane in, not a biplane, another plane in, but it's streaming the smoke, behind it, almost like a, when you're doing tricks and all this. Well, this guy comes flying right down the street. We don't know who this is. He's going, ooh. And then, he goes up in the air, and he makes, he does these cartwheels and these other things, comes back over again, and he, barrel rolls and comes back over again. And I have no idea who this guy is. I said, who is this guy? And nobody knew who he was up on the stand. And these are the guys that write up what I'm saying there. They give me all the entries. And try to read a page while they are coming right at you, and then they're right there.
Having announced more than a few parades.
You've done that. Here's my favorite part. Here comes the street delinquents. This is what they're called. So they've got these four motorcycles up, and I go, and there's no number there. And I said, and I'm looking at them, I said, are you 40? And they're waving at me and all that. And so it turns out that's who they are. So I read about them. And they're going by the last car in the group because they had motorcycles up front, then all these little street rods. And the last car had the number number 40. I said, hey, that number should be up on the motorcycle guy.
Yeah,
he's waving at me and nodding his head. He has no idea what I said.
Big salute to the young, who's handling the Christmas parade now, the young professionals or whatever they are.
Catalyst?
Yeah,
Catalyst.
They have really upped the game for the lighting Christmas parade, which I don't have the date in front of me, but it's always fun.
It's going to be great.
That's when I get in the mood.
The Downtown Reading Business Association used to support that. It was like, gosh, $10,000 or $12,000 before Kristen Schrader did away with them.
Yeah.
So they, I don't know where they're getting their money now. What else? I think that's it. At 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with Dr. DeNuca. We're going to talk about lung cancer. Last month, we talked breast cancer. We had that event. Saturday was the lung affair. It was a bingo bash. I don't know. When's the last time you played bingo?
It's last time I got hit over the head by a little old lady.
I tell you what a great time. Food, they had all this, had great prizes. But here's, you can win $100 for each game. All these people come out there. I'm not quite as serious about it as other people. They do give you those little daubers and you can point, like this. Yeah. But there were people out there with like four or five, like hand-sized daubers. They had things laid out on them. They had like little things that they could, so it wasn't laying flat. So it was kind of, it was kind of elevated.
They
a little
have
bit.
An intensity. About
well, let me that. Tell you something. Those people won. Now, I don't know if they were buying more, cards or games or what, so you could play. But let me tell you, they were serious.
Yeah, they're definitely focused.
They were focused. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to be right back after the news with Dr. Danuka. I want to remind everybody that The Christmas Carol, a drama by Charles Dickens, is going to be played at the Riverfront Playhouse, and we have tickets. So if you want a ticket, call us during the break, 605-4567.
And the news coming up on KCNR 1460 at the top of the hour from Town Hall is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled. This is KCNR Shasta Ready.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. During a visit to South Korea, President Trump signaling a willingness to negotiate with North Korea.
In a noticeable change of tone, the president abandoned his strong rhetoric toward North Korea, telling a news conference in Seoul that it makes sense for the North to come to the table and make a deal.
I do see certain movement, yes. But let's see what happens.
Mr. Trump still pushed Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program and said the U.S. would use military force if needed, but it was a striking shift toward the possibility of dealing with tensions through diplomacy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Should the U.S. conduct extreme vetting of gun buyers? The president says that could have made the Texas church massacre even worse by depriving a church neighbor of the gun he used to shoot the attacker. House Speaker Paul Ryan has just told reporters on Capitol Hill that piling laws on top of laws will not prevent massacres like the one in Texas.
How about enforcing the laws we got on the books? This man should not have gotten a gun. You know why? Because he was a domestic abuser.
And yet, Ryan notes that Devin Kelly was able to buy firearms.
We have laws in the books that says if you're a domestic abuser, you're not supposed to own a gun. He was a domestic abuser. That's why we got all these questions with the Air Force right now, which is how did this get slipped through the cracks?
The Air Force failed to notify the FBI that Kelly was convicted of domestic violence and therefore should be banned from buying or possessing firearms. In Virginia and New Jersey, this is Election Day. Voters choosing governors. And if you can believe the polls, Democrats have the upper hand in New Jersey, while most of the pollsters consider that Virginia race too close to call. Stocks, which had been modestly higher, have now gone into the red on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 7 points. The NASDAQ is off 16. The S&P 500 index currently flat. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From Creation Today comes a special theatrical event. Genesis, Paradise Lost, in 2D and 3D. Experience creation. Cutting-edge cinematography meets proven science and biblical accuracy. Stunning visual effects and field research invite audiences to explore the much-studied and debated opening chapters of the Bible.
It's not science versus religion. It's a worldview clash.
Genesis, Paradise Lost. A special event in theaters November 13th and 16th only. For theaters and tickets, go to genesismovie.com.
From orphan to millionaire.
I was abandoned, a child without parent.
He opened his heart to God and opened his home to thousands of children in need. Mully, in partnership with Focus on the Family, discover the miraculous true story of how one man gave up earthly riches and became the wealthiest man in the world.
I see the impossible becoming possible.
Mully, in theaters nationwide for one night only on Thursday, November 9th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
Russians mark the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution.
It's an event which has divided Russians in their evaluation of whether it was a negative or a positive event, whether to celebrate it or whether to mourn it as a tragedy. And I think, therefore, the Kremlin has essentially decided not entirely to ignore it, but certainly not to accentuate it. So what we've seen today, as we've seen for the past 14 years, is an event on Red Square on the day when the revolution happened in 1917, but it's not commemorating that. In fact, it's marking a military parade in 1941 when Joseph Stalin had the troops parade before him before he sent them off to the front line to fight the Nazis.
That's a BBC Sarah Rainsford reporting. The Turkish Prime Minister is describing it as positive, the diplomat referring to a U.S. decision to resume processing visas for Turkish citizens. News and analysis at townhall.com. Illness and injury, that are impacting the business of the Republican-led Senate.
Republicans hold a slim 52-vote majority in the Senate, so every vote was needed to advance the nomination of Stephen Engel to be Assistant Attorney General. On Monday, Republicans were down 2 votes. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky was unable to travel back to Washington because of injuries after a scuffle with a neighbor, a scuffle that left him with 5 broken ribs. And Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi was out due to a recurrent urinary tract infection that prevented him from coming back to the nation's capital. A spokesman for Senator Cochran says the senator will be at work later this week, but Senator Paul's ETA remains uncertain. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
There's a new home security camera supposed to be so smart that it can identify people it has been introduced to. The ability comes from facial recognition technology by Google. The Nest Cam IQ camera is so slick it also carries a premium price, $300. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Yes, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with that walk-in humidor, and everything else that you can imagine right there. A lot of things going on, but first we want to talk about the weather.
Indeed, Carl. Good morning. And mostly sunny skies this morning. Enjoy it while you can, because as the day wears on, the clouds move in. In fact, by late tonight, we will have a chance of rain and definite rain tomorrow through tomorrow night. Showers by Thursday. Daytime highs in the 50s and 60s. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 40s. Right now in Reading, a fairly brisk 40 degrees, and this report, Reading Municipal Airport, it's 37, and in downtown it's 40. This report, in Shasta Lake, only 53 feet from the top in November. Good news. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And that's it.
That is it.
You had me reaching forward three
times.
That
is all.
Hey, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, better known business, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Down in Anderson, have discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I wanted to also mention that a number of things going on besides the play. The opioid crisis and addiction, stopping the cycle in Shasta County, will be at Mercy Oaks Thursday, November 16th, so it'll be like it's a week from this Thursday. And there's going to be a journalist and author by the name of San Quinones. He's going to talk about the opioid crisis and drug epidemic and exploring the next steps for our community. Resource tables from our local agencies and service providers will be there. This is brought to you by the Shasta County District Attorney's Office and Shasta County Board of Supervisors. They're encouraging parents and educators, teens, community members, everybody really should attend this, and it's free. Mercy Oaks. For more information, call 225-5220. Okay? And then, of course, North State Giving Tuesday is coming up November 28th. You can check that out at northstategives.org. And it's got 120 local participating nonprofits on that. Many other things are happening. Again, I want to kick out today at noon over at Shasta College, they've got that the Vietnam Voices there, from people that fought in Vietnam, people that were in Laos during that time frame, talking about it. And it's going to be held, like I said, over at Shasta College at noontime today. It's free to go to. In front of me is a woman that I spent 4 hours with. She and her husband and Russian exchange student and a bunch of other people at the Anderson VFW on Saturday afternoon as we had the Lung Affair Bingo Bash, the annual one. Good morning, Dr. Danuka.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I am fine. I didn't win this year.
You didn't?
No, I didn't even get close.
I mean, Linda won. Linda got
it. She won a basket there. A beautiful basket.
It was nice.
I didn't win anything. I didn't get close.
That's okay.
I didn't get close, though. I mean, it was like, sometimes you get like four. you know, of the five. No, yeah, I had
the feeling.
I was looking at it, and I was looking around at other people, you know, just stamping the hell out of those little cards. And there I was. I put a little blinky spot on one. Mm-hmm. The only ones I knew for sure I'd get were the ones, three ones in the middle. So I'd mark all of those.
All the middle ones.
And then that would be the last time I touched a paper for like 5 minutes. And then one would come up. Oh, there I go. Anyway, but a lot of people were having a good time.
Yeah,
I was
there were some
time.
Really dedicated ones there.
Oh,
I saw a gentleman, he had three booklets in front of him, and he was marking all three at the same time. I said, amazing.
Right hand, left to his right brain and left brain were working together. This guy was bop, 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 bop,
yeah.
Like that. And then, of course, at the end, your husband came over and sat down next to me, so we start talking about anything but that.
And he ruined all your chances of winning there.
I had no chances, then, but he was telling... My favorite part of this was he went pheasant hunting that morning. So he came back and he said, and he asked me, would you like to have a pheasant? And I said, I've got a lot of pheasants already. You should haul in my freezer. And he goes, oh, okay. So because he wants to have it for Thanksgiving. How great. I just said, just make sure everybody, when they're eating it, did you tell them about there could be shot in there? And he looks at me. He goes, what? I said, those little BBs got to go someplace, buddy.
Exactly. Yeah.
just the look on his face was great. And he goes, well, they're cleaned. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So anyway. We're here to talk about it. It was a long affair, was the bingo.
That's right.
And it was to draw attention to...
For lung cancer.
And last month we talked about breast cancer, and breast cancer, so many tests for it, caught early, you can cure a person.
So many publicity, so much money spent on it, research and
right.
everything. We have done very well in breast cancer, and I'm very happy for it. Lung cancer, unfortunately, is our Achilles heel right now because we have so much more mortality from lung cancer as compared to any other cancer. Right now, lung cancer incidence is going to be combined breast, colon, and pancreatic.
And so lung cancer
all the
kills
GI
more.
Cancer. All the GI
all
cancer.
Those, the lung cancer
is the
surpasses
combined.
That.
Yes, it surpasses
all of them
it's
combined.
The second, it's the number one killer and second in incidence of cancers.
Okay. So lung cancer is the second most prevalent, but it's the number one killer.
Number one killer.
And there's a reason for this.
Absolutely.
And that reason is?
There are so many more, but the most important one is early detection is not there. Screening is not there. That's, in my opinion, is the biggest problem I think we have.
You don't find it till it's too late.
You don't find it till it's too late, and then once advanced, your chances are anyway, it keeps decreasing.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, it's funny, like you said, for breast cancer and, let's just say, colon cancer and cervical cancer. But even one we were talking about.
Prostate.
Prostate. Mm-hmm. There's a test for that. There's a blood test for that.
That's right.
And you can tell as if the prostate, if the numbers start going up, then there's a problem there.
Right.
But there's nothing like that for lung cancer.
Nothing
there's
like
there's
that.
No indicator at all.
Absolutely. That's our biggest problem. We find it late. Even symptom-wise, when the patient starts getting symptom, it's already late. So that's our problem. There is no definite indicator. There is nothing that we can pick it up early and reduce the risk. If breast cancer is found in stage 1, there is 90% 5-year survival.
Mm-hmm.
If it is found in stage 4, there is 1% 5-year survival. So you can see the difference.
Uh-huh.
The timing makes the whole big difference there.
And so there is a way of maybe identifying a cancer in your lungs, but it's the insurance companies don't pay for that.
See, the problem is screening can be done for lung cancer. I think definitely for high-risk lung cancers, the insurances are paying in some of those high-risk
okay.
ones. But there is no mass screening available right now.
Because we're talking about, what, a CAT scan or MRI?
It's called low-dose CT scan that we can do because it has less radiation. Because the biggest concern is, are we exposing our patients with screening to more radiation and increasing their risk of... That's one school of thought.
Okay.
That are we increasing their risk by doing the screening? And that's why there is no concrete guideline at this point, and it's still under discussion. As physicians, we do send patients who we suspect having a high risk,
mm-hmm.
and those patients could be somebody having more than 30 pack per pack year history, somebody who's currently smoking and having symptoms, somebody who has family history.
All right. The first one you said has smoked for 30 years. Is that what you said?
30 pack year history.
Oh, a 30 pack.
Yeah. So whichever way, if you've smoked 15 years with 2 pack, it becomes 30 pack year history.
So if you smoke 15 years, 2 packs a day? Oh, you're talking about 2 packs a day.
2 packs a day. So it becomes 30 years. So anything above 30 years, you are at high risk.
Wow.
Anybody who's smoking currently, you're at high risk.
Okay.
So people who have quit within last 15 years, they are at high risk.
Really? Even if you quit 15 years ago?
You still have a risk. It reduces, but it never goes away, and it's never the same as the non-smokers. So we still have to watch for them and screen them, check them.
Okay. All right. We're here with Dr. Primala Tanuka. I never pronounced the room right.
No, you did good.
Good, Tanuka. I got Tanuka right away, and from your husband, that was cool. We're talking about lung cancer, and we're going to talk about symptoms when we get back, and a few other things too, and treatments. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Can I remind everybody that it is getting near Christmas? It's getting that way. This is the only full service jewelry store in town. Not only do I get hit with Christmas, I get hit with a wedding anniversary on the first day of the new year. So trust me, I'm going to try and get a twofer on this one. I'm going to head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I would go in and crawl in and say, Rebecca, I need a twofer here. And so she's going to help me out here because she's got all types of great, great jewelry down there. And the only train watch repairman in town. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, great people down there. We'll be right back with Dr. Tanuka after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Everyone's invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixins, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 11th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios of KCNR 1460 right downtown Reading, and right here in River City, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 40 degrees. Going up to 63 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, customized to what you need, it's Home Helpers in Sharon Clark. She can help your family, whether it's short-term or long-term. Give her a call, 226-8350. That's Home Helpers in Sharon Clark. Thoroughly recommend them if you need in-home health care. We're here with Dr. Primula Danuka, who is an oncologist here in town, with PACE.
Cancer Center.
Yeah, and PACE means...
It's an acronym. Yeah, it's positive attitude, care, and excellence.
There you go. And we're talking lung cancer. This is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And lung cancer is the number one killer cancer. It's the second most prevalent type of cancer. It kills more than breast, colon...
GI cancers.
It kills more.
GI cancers and what's the third one? Prostate combined.
Combined.
All combined, yeah.
And pancreas. Yeah, all that.
All that.
All that combined. Mm-hmm. Now, and the reason why is because it's a little difficult to, it is very difficult to identify early. And we were going to talk about symptoms or at risk. Who's at risk and all this?
Yeah, see, one thing is we always, I think that's important, is that we always think it's the smokers who are getting lung cancer. And that is one big reason for bias against this cancer. Public doesn't support it. There is much less awareness because of all that. But I think total 16% of cancers, lung cancers, are actually from non-smokers. Mm-hmm. Non 16% incidence of lung cancer is in non-smokers. So you have to remember, it's a big chunk that is completely has nothing to do with smoking.
Have never smoked, haven't been around it.
They just get it. And about 60% of the smoker lung cancer happens in people who are currently non-smoking.
Oh, okay.
So that's a big chunk again. I mean, if you think of it...
So you've got 16% who have never smoked, who have never done anything like that. They get it. And then 60% of the ones who have stopped smoking will get it.
So who have stopped smoking and who are non-smoker combined. That 60%
combined.
Is combined, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So it's not really a smoke... we do believe that way, but it is not entirely a smoker's disease.
Right.
There are other things that play a role as well. And some of them, I think it's a good idea to discuss those because we all should know. I mean,
you know,
apart from smoking, which is a common one, pollution is another big actor, especially in U.S. It's a little, pollution is not that much, but in rest of the world, it is very much prevalent. And China, India, South America, those things are there. In fact, South America, I read it was... the arsenic in the water, that is a big reason for having lung cancer there. That was very...
Arsenic in the water.
In the water. They have high incidence of arsenic there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not perfect here when it comes to pollution, but we've already cut a...
We've cut down way back.
So
pollution is... But those two, smoking, pollution, then the other ones which are quite more prominent in U.S. here is radon exposure. And radon can be from rocks, you know, uranium byproducts. So it can be in the outdoors or indoors, but more prominent in indoor houses, especially houses which have basement.
Okay, so in houses, I think you are now required
to have
radon detectors.
Yes.
And so those with basements.
Those would help. Yeah.
It's because they dug down deeper into the earth.
Yeah. So they have, and so
that comes out. So radon.
Radon exposure, asbestos exposure in mines, mining.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah.
Mines, mining, shipyard work, and
insulation. Tearing down old buildings.
Yeah.
Things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So asbestos exposure is a big one. Then you do have some minor ones, beryllium and all those rare uh-huh. ones too. But another big thing which we don't associate with lung cancer is lung diseases itself. People who have high incidence of lung diseases, they have higher lung cancers too. So like COPD, emphysema, repeated pneumonias, those people tend to get more lung cancer as well.
Hmm. Okay. So people have had problems with their lungs.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go back to the asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you see, mm-hmm. there's these people on TV advertising
mm-hmm.
mesothelium.
Yes.
What is that? Is that
this
the
is a yeah this is
a disease
it's
of
a specific tumor in the pleural spaces
uh-huh.
that comes from asbestos exposure. It's very sick, very typical for asbestos exposure in the pleura. So that's the It's mm-hmm. a very small number-wise, but it is very directly linked with asbestos.
Okay. Now, one of the things about guy buying the Americana Hotel down here,
mm-hmm.
when they were going to have to, you know, make all of these changes in it or,
right.
Bring it up to code, they found all the asbestos in it. And
right.
that immediately just shot the price way up.
Right.
Because you have to handle it a certain way. It's hazmat and all
yes.
this. Well, let me ask this then. So if a person has been exposed to asbestos, because the military asks you that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you test for that?
I think it's only history right now.
Uh-huh.
There is no actual test. But if you do have exposure in your background, then uh-huh. you're a high risk. And then you should have regular screening on those patients.
Now, the screening, again, is the CT scan.
Low-dose
right?
CT scan. That's the whole thing. X-rays are no good.
Right.
But low-dose CT scans do help. The question is how many, how frequently. We don't have a clear-cut guidelines on those
mm-hmm.
right now. And if it is too infrequent, then it doesn't help either. So I really wish they come up with some concrete steps in this direction.
But they haven't, because the amount of money, let's just talk about money.
Yeah.
Because that's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
Breast cancer? Boom, big. Cervical cancer, boom, big. Big amounts of money. I guess prostate cancer, colon cancer, all of these. There's a lot of money being thrown at it, different types of these cancers.
Right.
Lung cancer, not so much, because it's one of those things, like you said earlier, people say, well, you just brought it on yourself.
Exactly. It's a bias. It's a blame thing. And even though it may not all necessarily be from that, but it's just how, in fact, there was a study that was done and they found 75% people having bias against the lung cancers.
People with it?
Yeah, against people who have lung
yeah,
cancer.
Yeah.
Because they think that they brought it.
They just did it themselves. Yeah.
So there is definitely that element there that is affecting our
yeah.
healthcare spending on it and our screening and other things that we potentially can help to take care of this cancer.
What kind of, ideally, okay, if you could do it, what would be ideally a way to test for lung cancer? Is it always going to be the low dose CT?
As of now, that's all we know. If
mm-hmm.
we have some other cheaper blood test or some molecular biomarker or some kind, then maybe it would be a different story completely, because then we'll be able to do more and at less cost.
Okay.
But right now, as of now, that's the only thing we have.
Okay, a biomarker is something that you could put into somebody and it will...
That you can check in the blood.
Okay.
You can test it in the blood. If this goes up, okay, this is correlating with increase.
With cancer.
Or, yeah.
With
so
lung
it's,
cancer.
If we have something of that sort, and there is ongoing research in this area,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have...
They don't have that yet.
Not yet.
Do you have it for other types of cancers?
Like we have for prostate, say PSA. It's a biomarker,
that's right? That's right, because they take your blood and they can tell you.
They can tell you on the blood.
If your prostate is okay.
It's so much easier, right? But we don't have yet for lung cancer. And
it's,
maybe because lung cancer may not be a homogeneous biologically entity. There are different kinds, so maybe it's difficult to find a unifying biomarker for that reason.
Yeah, but if you could find, like, say there's five different parts to it, but if you could find one, you find it for one, I mean, that's a start.
It would help. It would help, definitely. Yeah.
I'm here with Dr. Primla Dhanuka. She's, you know, one of the smartest people I've met. We just don't talk cancer when we're all together. We talk other things, too. Otherwise, it would be kind of boring, you know, because my eyes would roll back because I don't understand half of the things that she says. I do understand most
of it, really.
You are making these very simple for me. I understand. We're going to take a break here. It's 8:30 and more. Yeah, Bob's over there going. His little fingers are just going for it because he's looking up words as we go through here. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 7th of November, 2017. It's 40 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 63 today. The rain starts moving in tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. Most complete CCW training, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaches in over 30 counties, has put through thousands, literally thousands of people through not only concealed carry, but pistol training, tactical rifle, all of these, advanced pistol. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Box. Linda's on sabbatical now.
Really?
So, yeah, just for a few more days. She'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. It's 40 degrees, going up to 63 today. Mm-hmm. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm heading to right after the show. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. It's the last place. You can go in there and be safe. Now, does it mean there's no women in there? Of course not. Mm-hmm. There's women bring their kids in, watch their husband getting their hair cut. But it's still man's last stronghold. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm here with Dr. Premila Danuka. We're talking lung cancer because this is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And now we're going to talk about symptoms. We talked about, first of all, lung cancer is the number one killer. Two, it's hard to detect because there's really no indicators at first. And so by the time it is discovered, it's later. There are people, though, with high risk that can be tested with low-dose CT scans. That, you know, can be done that way. But there's no biomarkers or nothing like this. And probably one of the reasons is that so much money is pushed into breast cancer and, you know, cervical, prostate, all those other things. A lot pushed in that way, but not as much in the lung cancer because a lot of people just say, well, they smoke, they took their chance. Even though that most people that get lung cancer, a significant percentage have never smoked in their lives, and the second have quit over for 15 years. So it's like, that's like 60% total on that one. So now, symptoms.
Like I was saying, symptoms are vague early on, and by the time people pay attention to the symptoms, it's already late. Most common symptoms that you see is a persistent cough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes having chest pain with deep breathing, having hemoptysis.
What's that?
Blood coming out of when you cough.
Okay.
Okay, and then... hemoptysis, you got chest pain, irrespective of coughing.
So you can just have a chest pain.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
So those are common symptoms that you see. There are other what we call paraneoplastic symptoms, which are not associated to the lung area itself, but mm-hmm. they could be anything. From facial droop to any hormone, related changes. So those are very difficult to diagnose. I understand it's not going to be the easy one. But at least if something is not going away, I think it should be tested. If something is staying there, which should not be there.
Like a cough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that person still coughing?
Coughing.
Yeah.
So pay attention to those and get it checked out. Because sometimes...
I'm breathing deep here. Is there any pain here? No, I'm okay.
Exactly, yeah. So anything that is not you should alert you to get checked out.
Weight loss.
Excessive weight loss or unintentional weight loss is another big one. Excessive fatigue is another big one. But again, those are non-specific symptoms. People don't attribute it immediately to lung cancer. And by the time they start connecting it to it, it's late.
You know, nowadays... you see a lot of hormone therapy going on mm-hmm. for both men and women.
All right.
Can that have an effect on people?
I didn't come across hormone therapy directly having effect on that. But there was a big study, U.S. Task Force study, which actually found that people who are taking more hormone supplements later in their life, tend to have more cancers in general, not mm-hmm. specific lung cancer.
Okay.
So that is there, but I don't remember any direct link of hormone therapy with lung cancer.
Okay. I was just wondering about that because there's so many people taking it. And
I
have heard that if you're taking, certain types of hormones, that if you get a cancer, that it could help make it worse,
It does.
And prostate cancer or something like that.
Right.
People are taking testosterone or something
like
that.
And that's why they check prostate before mm-hmm. they give hormone therapy to older people. Or even women who have history of breast cancer, they tend not to put them on hormone replacement. So the physicians do kind of basic screening and basic check before they put. But as far as lung cancer, I don't think there is any direct link there.
Do we go back into the fact that, this was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I used to... dip tobacco. Mm-hmm. I didn't smoke. I just mm-hmm. dipped. And the dentist came in one day, mm-hmm. the Navy dentist, who was smoking, by the way. Mm-hmm. I said, we talked about oral cancer. And he goes, he told him a cigarette in one hand. And he goes, anybody in your family have cancer? I went, no. He goes, yeah, you're okay. And he walked out. And I'm thinking, was that, you know, it made me feel good, but was that the definitive answer?
Yeah, no.
is heredity
yes
play
and no.
Does heredity
yes and
play,
no.
play
I want to
part?
Actually yeah. give you a little. We were watching this Vietnam wars.
Right,
the whole episode. And it was interesting. Those days, cigarette was handed to the
wounded.
To everybody yeah, there yeah. as a gift kind of. As
oh, yeah,
a
when they went to
relief.
The villages. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it was that, you know, take it. And even all the army recruits, everybody, they were handing it to them as a part of just getting relief. So it was not even considered in those days anything bad.
Oh, no, in our sea rats back then, it came
yeah.
with a little package of three cigarettes. So you yes. could have your three cigarettes. So you should be able to trade your cigarettes out for other things. If
right.
you didn't smoke.
Yeah, that's what I was like amazed. I said, look at how far we have come now. And now today's world, if you see somebody smoking, you would be like, why? Right? Whereas that wasn't even an issue those years, 40, 50 years ago.
And now you're watching. And here's the other thing, too. I hate to diverge off this, but it's. We were watching, when you start watching the older movies, 40s, mm-hmm. everybody's smoking.
All, they were all smoking.
But now it seems like we're starting to see all these new shows, and they're smoking again. I'm starting to see a lot of that on the cable channels. Not necessarily on your broadcast, you know, like ABC, NBC, CBS. But when you get into your more of your AMC or your Netflix or any of these that are making these, there seems like there's a lot more smoking.
See, what is happening is there is a kind of resurge in younger population that
yeah.
is coming up in last 10, 20 years and more in last 10 years, especially because of this resurgence of vape also coming along with it. So
okay.
cigarette companies who were losing because of the cigarette advertisement, they are investing a whole lot on the vaping. And vaping becomes like a gateway to all other things that are happening later on. Cigarettes,
you can put anything
cigars.
In the vaping, right?
Yeah,
can
they
you?
Put those chemicals which are toxic to your lungs anyway.
Yeah.
Marijuana smoking. People think marijuana is a great wonder drug of this century and everything is going to be cured with marijuana. Marijuana smoking, we don't know yet. But it takes about 20 years of data to figure out what is causing. Right now, so far, because of it was not legal, we had no data collection on it. And by the time we realize it, we'll be too far into it to... But I can tell you for one thing for sure. The chemicals that are present in cigarette are present in the marijuana as well, marijuana smoking. And again, I'm only talking about smoking here. Marijuana,
right.
it has the same chemicals, same tar that is toxic to the lungs. So people who are smoking it, will have, if you have data. We don't have data right now, so we can't say, but they will have the same effects as smoking as well.
I can't help but think.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. I can't help but think that something you put in your lungs
is not going to affect.
That has an effect on your brain
right.
will also have effects on other parts of your body. And if it's got the same things, because that's what I heard, too, is that
yeah.
not only does it have pesticides in it because those haven't been tested, if nothing else, if you legalize, at least you'll know what kind of pesticides
yeah.
in that, and you'll know what kind of stuff's in there. It says, hey, by the way, this is the equivalent of smoking three cigarettes.
Now you will know because
yeah.
most of the people who are smoking smoking cigarettes as well
yeah.
as smoking marijuana are doing both. So it's difficult to separate how much of it is from smoking, how much of it is from marijuana.
But a lot of people now are going to just smoking weed.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, they can do it, and we will have answers, but... Maybe it
too
will
late.
Be too late again.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to ask your doctor, what does she think about what the chemtrails and the aluminums in the chemtrails that are coming down, how much is that causing cancers of the lungs?
Nobody knows. Nobody has measured it. We don't have data on it. I mean, there probably are chemicals in it, but because it's spread in such wide area, we probably will not be able to measure it to have a direct link to what it is doing to us.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I was wondering, you know.
Yeah, we
right.
don't know.
All right, Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's not talking contrails. He's talking, you know, the chemtrails where they say people are on purpose pushing chemicals out in the air, aluminum oxide and all that.
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I knew what you were thinking about.
Because I was thinking the one.
Yeah, the contrails that are going out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Not everybody knows about chemtrails out there. And yeah. I know. And please do not call and educate us on it, because I will talk to her. I will talk to the doctor during the break, and so she will now know what chemtrails means after this.
Yes, I
but,
want to
but
know
what
that.
You're saying is the contrary, and I yes. understand.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. I'm here with Dr. Primla Danuka. You know, I think it's really important that we kind of talk about marijuana, because we're right in the middle of getting ready to legislate it and make it legal right here in Reading. Do you see that? I mean, just do you see that as probably there's going to be a spike or a rise in lung cancer? Do you believe that?
If it is going to be used more frequently, you anticipate it, that it may. Because, like I said, so far we don't have any data on it, like connecting it. Uh-huh. But that's not because it doesn't happen. That's because we don't have actual studies there.
Yeah.
That's the problem there. But if once everybody is openly able to talk about it, they say that they are using it, we hopefully will be able to use it to our benefit in future. Though I always worry, you know, when things become legal, they become easily available to kids also.
Yeah.
And in our community, we are seeing, like, if parents are using, the kids think it's okay. If it's legal, people think it's okay. That's not necessarily true. So it's going to be used much more with the younger people, and I'm very passionate about the kids, because they're not even aware of it, and they get exposed to all these things, and which affect them long term in their life.
Yeah.
And it's really not a good situation. We need to
and you're just looking at it from the lungs. I'm looking at it from their heads. When they're
both
little,
ways,
because you
sides.
Know that it's got to have an impact, because they have done some studies that show long-term marijuana use can affect your motor
abilities.
Actually,
we have this Lung Affair program, and the main goal of one of the main areas where we work on is preventing kids in middle school and high school from smoking.
Right.
And there are statistics that prove that if a kid doesn't smoke till 12th grade, they don't smoke for the rest of their life. So we have an educator who actually goes into middle school and high school, talks to these kids and educates them about the risks and harms that come about from smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many that he has saved. So I really believe that our push should be to prevent from starting. I mean, we can always quit, but I mean, there is always some damage. If we never start smoking, that's where we need to make our push. And right now, the biggest new smokers are the young people in their middle school and high school.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Primla Danuka, an oncologist here in town at Pace Cancer Center, and she's come in for the last couple months, breast cancer last month, which was a cheery story, because you can catch it early, you can cure people. And now a not-so-cheery story, lung cancer. Second highest rate of cancer in America, the number one killer, lung cancer. And 60% of the people who get lung cancer either have not smoked ever before or have quit over 15 years. They've quit 15 years ago, and they still have it. So, and getting money, there's not as much money pushed to the lung cancer side, because a lot of people feel that it's just, well, you know what, they smoke, they took the chances, you know, blah, 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 blah. Not realizing that 60% number.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. You know, North State Security has been doing this for 50 years. Over 140 officers, the largest private security firm north of Sacramento. These are the guys that are helping our city out. They're going to be helping on the trails. You're going to be seeing North State Security on our walking trails and running trails. You see them around the water intakes and the power plants. You see them at Colt 45 games. These guys are pros. Many of them move from North State Security into regular law enforcement. Lance Beck and his people are just outstanding when it comes to giving you that ounce of protection since 1968. You want to join them? It's a good spot. 243-0295. You need help. You need. You're having a special event. You want some. You want maybe a security around an event, especially with the crazy people that are out there. Give them a call at 243-0295. We'll be right back.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 as I dance my way around my stool right here. 9 minutes before the 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're talking cancer. I'm sorry. I just got scared. I'm here with Dr. Primula Tanuka. You know what? I would be a horrible doctor because you talk symptoms and I'm starting, I have that? No, I don't have that. But then, you know, it was just you're watching things. And we're talking lung cancer. It's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, frankly, you have really got to be aware of the symptoms and the things going on. And we just discussed marijuana. We're getting ready to legalize marijuana. Now, the one thing is, and I talked to somebody that is advocating this. He said, my son says to me, he's in high school, says, oh, no, Dad, marijuana is a lot easier to get a hold of than alcohol.
That's true.
So perhaps when we start legislating it and really cracking down, maybe it'll make it harder to get marijuana for these kids. I don't know. But I still think there's going to be a black market for it. And it's easier, I think, to get – I mean, people don't make alcohol. They don't make bourbon or vodka or stuff like that. I mean, they may make beer or wine, but they don't make the hard alcohol. On the other hand, somebody that can raise six – plants in their own house, 3 pounds per plant. That's 18 pounds of marijuana. I mean, that's if they just go by the law. So it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough, yeah.
So, okay, We've got like 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
So what would you like to talk about? We've talked. How about the treatment?
Okay.
Get into the treatment.
So like any other cancer, we want lung cancer. We want, once we know that this is a cancer, we want to stage it. Staging is like basically putting in little, that's how I define it, putting in little boxes and knowing what you are going to do about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we do full body staging, trying to see how far the tumor has spread and then try to put them. We usually have stage 1 to stage 4. Stage 1 being the tumor is very small, the cancer is very small in the area where it started. And stage 4 being the cancer has spread out to any other area other than where it started. So those are the two edge ones. Then the stage 2 is going to be bigger size, but still in the same area. And stage 3 is if it's spread to, there are actually in lung cancer, it's more, I'm making it much more simple just to,
sure,
for the,
sure.
But there are other criteria too that makes it, if it goes to the other side of the lung or lymph glands, then it becomes advanced. And it has bearing on how we treat it and what to expect from it. Like I was mentioning earlier, stage 4, there is 5-year survival of 1%. Stage 1, there is 5-year survival of 90%. Stage 3, 5-year survival of 15% in 3A and 5% in 3B. And stage 2 is about 30%. So we have these.
That's of lung cancer.
Of lung cancer, after 5 years. What can you expect?
Okay, after 5 years.
Yeah.
So. If you catch it, and if it's in one lung, mm-hmm. you know, like John Wayne, mm-hmm. had a lung removed.
You do lobectomy instead of the, like we have lobes in the lungs.
Right.
So we have 2 lobes on the left side, we have 3 lobes in the right side, and they're separated. So it's actually quite effective just to do lobectomy rather than removing the whole lung.
Okay.
Out.
All right. So if you've got it in one lobe of your lung, then you can take that out. Now, does that, so then we get back in then into, is it going to stay away?
Right. And that's why, depending on the risk, you need to do additional treatments, additional radiation or additional chemotherapy or both or mm-hmm. whatever, if we do the surgery. So surgery is an option initially in stage 1 and stage 2.
Okay.
Usually not so much in 3 and 4.
3 and 4 is?
More advanced.
Okay.
And surgery usually is not able to contain it as much. So in that situation, we rely more on radiation and chemotherapy.
Okay.
So that's generally how we broadly classify.
And again, if you catch it early.
The best difference we can make is catching early, finding early, and mm-hmm. being aware of the disease itself and paying attention to ourselves. So that's why this whole push that we do with Lung Affair every year, trying to educate the public, trying to get them to know what is lung cancer and how to be watchful.
You know, the thing... The thing about it is that when I see people that, you know, like we talk about colon cancer,
mm-hmm.
very, very treatable. And I still see people dying of colon cancer, younger people dying from colon cancer. And I'm like, is it, you know, I thought maybe they've never been tested or maybe, you know, maybe they just ignored it or something like that. Because
remember we were talking about there are some families which have higher incidence of cancer. So those group, if you have a family history of having cancer and those background there, then certainly the screening starts early. And if people don't know that they have that and they're not paying attention, then sometimes that get missed. And the chance to catch mm-hmm. it early get missed. And those are the ones who are younger and they have early cancers in colon cancer. So
same way
in lung also, we do have some high-risk familial, but it's not that much as in colon.
Okay. If you have like a grandparent
mm-hmm.
that died of lung cancer,
mm-hmm.
is that something you should need to tell your doctor?
You should tell, when you're seeing, you should tell all your family history to the doctor. Because sometimes we can't make sense of it, but the doctor who's writing down your history, they can have linkages, they can associate with certain familial groupings. And it is helpful for you in that situation if they can identify something and put you at a higher risk status.
I know somebody whose grandmother worked in a shipyard.
Yes.
And it was like, whoa. You know,
so exposure to asbestos.
That's right.
So those
and other people that works in mines, too.
Mines.
You know, the coal mines.
Right.
Because it's probably the radon.
Coal exposure previously, mines.
And those are all important pointers.
Okay, we're talking to Dr. Primala Dhanuka, Pace Cancer Center. How do people get a hold of you?
We are on Court Street, 2145 Court Street. Our phone number is 530-247-1425. Again, 530-247-1425.
If you have questions, just give the doctor a call, and she can tell you what to do.
Yeah, our staff will let you know how to take care of appointments and everything. They can schedule you pretty fast.
Yeah, and if you, because you want them, you want people, you know, if they have a regular doctor, but you know, if there's a question about something and they're concerned,
your staff can arrange for consultation and stuff like that.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do for the community, too. You and your husband.
My pleasure to be here in this area.
I know you love it here.
We have been 11 years here. It's such a beautiful place, and we have always enjoyed being here.
I know. You had your choice anywhere in the world.
That's
This is true, my friends.
This is my place. This is my home.
This is Reading, and you love Reading, and we love you all, too.
Thank you.
Tonight, if you get a chance, from 7 to 11 p.m. tonight on KIXE, Linda and I will be there in the auction for their holiday auction to selling stuff to help keep KIXE and our public broadcasting on the channel. Tomorrow, we've got the Economic Development Corporation here on what new things are coming to our town. Everybody have a great day.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep this world. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Pennsylvania State Police trooper has been shot during a traffic stop. State police say the trooper was shot today on State Route 191, about 65 miles north of Philadelphia. The trooper's condition was not immediately known. When every second counts, the police are often just minutes away. That's a favorite saying of gun rights supporters. And in the case of the Texas church shooting, State Attorney General Ken Paxton told the SRN News Network it has a ring of truth.
Well, how do you prevent this? You know, law enforcement in a lot of these rural communities is up to 20 minutes away.